It's okay.
Okay, hey everybody, welcome to episode Ted. This is episode Ted of Music to Swear By, the podcast where I, Tony, invite neighbors over to listen to music with profanity. This week is our post-Halloween wrap-up. We've got in the house, as usual, neighbor Dave. You want to say hi?
How you doing, folks?
And returning from the State Fair episode, we've got neighbor Liz.
Hi, guys.
So, we missed the podcast on Halloween. We wanted to do it on Halloween, right? But we, too much going on.
It was too crazy.
It was a hell of a weekend, wasn't it?
It was an epic weekend.
It
was quite a weekend.
If I had actually gotten beat up by the neighborhood kids, I would have called it epic. But
okay,
I'll just put it just sub-epic.
Right.
You guys showed up on Saturday hungover.
So yes, Saturday was tough. All right, we'll get to that in a little bit. So yeah, you want to start off talking about, costumes. I went as a robot this year. And this is the first year that I've really gone balls to the wall with a costume. And it was both fun and hell at the same time. I liked my robot costume, but it was uncomfortable to wear. It almost got my pants torn off at the party on Friday, which kind of sucked.
When I saw your costume, I kind of figured you were really into Halloween and you do this a lot. No?
No, not really. Oh, this is the first year we've spent Halloween together. I'm fairly new to the neighborhood.
That's true.
No, this is the first year I've really gotten into it. Whenever Halloween falls on a weekend, you know it's mayhem. So, yeah. The last time we did that was like probably 1995 or something like that, and we did downtown on a weekend. But
I used to go all out when I was, a teenager and a kid to make crazy costumes.
Yeah?
Oh, well, yeah.
What was the craziest?
Big fat guy, right?
Yeah, one year I tried to dress as the world's fattest hippie.
Fattest hippie. Okay, so the fat and the hippie have nothing to do with each other. You're both fat and a hippie.
It was the world's fattest hippie, and I'm sure that offended a lot of people, but I didn't care.
That's awesome.
And I made these huge pants and, put some ropes that held the pants up underneath my shirt and just stuffed the pants with clothes and pillows and all this other stuff. And about 15 minutes of walking around with that, the ropes started digging into my shoulder.
Ouch,
and I went out trick-or-treating in this, and I ended up at the top of our hill in Medford, Oregon.
Okay.
And couldn't walk anymore, and eventually was laying on the road, big belly sticking up. And I told my friends, come back for me.
How old were you at this point?
I was probably like 12.
All right, so that's
14 maybe.
You must have been in a lot of pain for a 12-year-old to lay on the ground and not finish the trick-or-treating. Were you out trick-or-treating, or were you mayhemming, like causing trouble?
That was early, so it was still trick-or-treating.
Okay.
So I actually was so bad that I went home and took it off and tried to do a makeshift costume.
Oh, you improvised in the middle. What did you end up with? Oh, total crap?
I wore my robe and I took a pair of pants and I cut them off like at the knees.
Okay, a
and
robe?
I wore just the knee down, not the top knee up.
Okay, that's okay, weird,
I don't know, I tied them to my legs or something and I just stuffed my underwear like with just a gigantic fake penis,
I wanted to guess what he was like. I was gonna guess you're a hobo with like half pants, but once you went for the penis, then I kind of figured flasher.
It wasn't really penis, it was flasher? Just stuff. I just had all kinds of crap stuff in my underwear, basically. I was a flasher.
That's advanced for a 12-year-old, and actually pretty quick thinking. Kudos.
That was not bad, huh?
Awesome. All right, Liz, what do you have for neighbor Liz, what do you have for memorable Halloween get-ups?
My girlfriends and I dressed as crayons.
That's pretty good.
A sort of box of crayons. So I was a crayon.
Do you remember what color you were?
Well, in the UK, we had a makeshift. They don't have Halloween there.
What? What do they have, like All Druids Day or something?
A Guy Fawkes Day, which is not at all the same thing. It's not.
What's it called?
Guy Fawkes. It's this dude that tried to overrule Parliament or something. But yeah, Halloween was not something they did there. We introduced the British to a Wapatui.
What's a Wapatui?
Yeah.
That particular night, we bought a huge plastic garbage bin, and we had everyone bring a clear liquid, whatever they chose. And everyone dumped a clear liquid in there, and then we threw in juices and
chunks of melons and stuff like that.
No, no fruit, just juices.
So wow. Kind of a jungle juice.
It's a jungle juice, yeah.
Why does it always have to be in a bin or a tub or something?
It's just kind of like a hidden beverage. Like, you never know what you're getting. And then you start drinking it, and it's very fruity. And you can't tell if there's alcohol in it. Well, I don't know how many people threw up in the bushes in the neighborhood.
That sounds similar to what we had at the party on Friday night.
Yeah, Jen had some concoction she called the witch's brew.
Yes, we wanted to.
Same. No one knew what it was in it.
Yeah,
I never drank it.
I don't know if Wapatui.
I drank lots of it, yeah. And that's why I stopped drinking. Like, okay, here's the background on this. Dave and Brett and I went to distant neighbor Jen's Halloween party. And Jen throws spectacular parties, so we were really pretty stoked on it. And yeah, she served a witch's brew, which I drank a lot of. And then when we snuck out to go to the VFW, I decided I needed to stop. Which, because, yeah, I was a disaster by that point. Like, my stupid costume, I couldn't get anything through my mouth, you know, because it was all, I had a garbage can on my head.
Straw.
So I had a straw, like a 4-foot-long straw, which you can, you know, I could down a whole beer and get it inside that straw practically. It was like a 12 or 13-ounce straw, you know, it was gigantic tubing. And so I drank a lot of that. And at one point, Jen's buddy, I don't know, Jen's boyfriend, Pat, actually grabbed my straw and blew it in my face. So he blew 13 ounces of Wapatui witch's brew up in my face, completely doused me in like my long johns underneath.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, dude. I snuck my drinking straw into his booze. Then he got mad and just grabbed it and blew in it. And yeah, just annihilated me. Like, half of it went up my nose and the rest of it went down the front of me.
Who did that?
Pat did.
Pat did it?
Yeah, yes. And then he
out of control.
I had those.
He said.
I had tubes on my legs, you know, like drainage. I don't know. What were they like?
Dryer
tubes, like, yeah, furnace tubes on my legs. Yeah. And I duct taped them to my long johns. My long johns are really old, so my waistband is kind of fagged out on them. So as I walked throughout the night, my tubes, my what do you call this thing? My ducts, my dryer tubes started to pull down my long johns. And when Pat made me run by chasing me across the house, I lost my drawers. And at that point, Pat screams, "Let's get him! We're gonna give him a Melvin!" And if anybody out there actually knows what a Melvin is, let me know. I mean, because I narrowly avoided one. So that was, Friday was a good night.
Snuggie, right? I mean, worse than that.
Oh, I gotta imagine it's 10 times worse than a Snuggie.
Oh, yeah, we talked about the Melvin on Saturday.
Yeah.
It's something that goes over your head or something.
So
you pull the underwear from the back up over your head.
Oh, so okay. So it's like a...
How can you do that? That's impossible.
Yeah.
I mean, don't you just rip it?
I think it's just the idea of doing it. I don't think anyone actually does it.
Speaking of impossible, Dave, have you ever had a really bad wedgie?
Yes.
I love springing this crap on them.
It would almost constitute a Melvin.
Do you want to talk about that now or later?
Oh, sure, why not? Junior high football team, I played quarterback.
Okay.
And I had the center who was just this big, fat, nasty guy. Like, during practice, I'd go up to take a snap and he'd fart on my hands.
Okay.
Nice.
And so this same guy, I'm in the locker room getting dressed. It's probably the reason I don't really like going into guys' locker rooms to this day. But I'm getting changed. I'm in my underwear and in front of my locker, and somebody comes up behind me and just grabs the back of my underwear and pulls way up. And I get knocked off my feet, and my underwear disintegrates. They are in shards. So I'm just, they completely grip off, completely.
Okay, so did
you know, and I'm just standing there buck naked, and my, you know, I'm in pain. It sucked.
Okay, an atomic wedgie is when somebody rips the waistband loose, I believe. So what is it when they rip your entire underwear completely off?
I mean, the waistband broke, but so did the underneath was just in shreds.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I mean,
like, everything
really exploded.
Did you turn around and see him holding bits and pieces of your underwear?
Oh, God.
You don't remember.
I don't really remember,
you
no.
You blacked out at that point. Okay.
It was a while ago.
On that note, let's turn it to a song here. Okay, so you guys can choose. I've got three Halloween songs.
Okay.
One is Juvenile, one is Zombie-ish, and the other one is from France, Paris.
France.
I thought you'd like that one. All right.
And I was going to go for Juvenile, but you probably knew that already.
True. So
we'll do France.
Okay, so what we've got, this one comes from my New York source. This is, the band is Zombie Zombie. It's two guys. That I believe they're out of Paris, France. But either way, they're France-based. They are not the zombie from L.A. Those guys suck. Sorry, guys. This is zombie with Texas Rangers.
Cue it up.
You guys are messed up like Texas Rangers. We're gonna fuck your brains out.
So wow. There you go. Zombie. Okay, oh so goodness. If you're going to look a band up, I found them. The easiest place to find them is on MySpace, and it's zombie-zombie, not zombie-zombie. So yeah, their whole gig, and I found this out through checking their MySpace page, is that they want to make music that stresses you out, that slowly makes you sweat.
Well, that sounds like a bad trip.
Yeah, it kind of was. Like, yeah, if I were actually had found 19 pounds of mushrooms on the beach and hit them in my dorm room or something like that, I might just be wigging out to that song for sure. So anyways, that's the zombie. Look them up on MySpace, blah, blah, blah. That's it.
Yeah.
So how did it creep you out just a little? Did you hear the zombies sucking stuff in the middle there?
Gross.
Yeah. Yes, it's rather short on lyrics, isn't it?
It's definitely alternative.
Awesome. All right, so let's move ahead. We've discussed Friday. We've kind of skipped.
Somewhat. Well, there's some more stories from Friday.
That's true. Which, what are you thinking of?
The chicks at the bar.
Oh, the girls at the bar.
Well,
the ladies.
We'll work our way toward that. But first, we stopped to get beer on the way to the party.
Oh, yeah.
Went into a liquor store, and Tony decided to suit up. And he
to
got
don
in his,
the costume.
Got in his robot costume. Four of us went into the liquor store, and Tony stopped right at the cash registers. And I walked up to him and I pushed a button and walked away. And he stayed there,
stationary,
did not move, right by the cash registers, and didn't say a word.
I'm sure they thought you were gonna rob him.
Well, they
so we were gone like 15 minutes, maybe.
Yeah, you were really perusing the beer, and in that 15 minutes, I could just see out of my mouth hole. I could look over and see the girl staring at me. And she called a guy up front from the back room to watch me. She goes, she was kind of humorous, but she said, I don't know what he's going to do, but just stand there for a while, okay, Rob? And I was like, okay, no problem.
And so we get back up, and of course, it seemed like the whole store was up at the cash registers now, all talking about Tony standing there in his robot outfit.
I like to be the center of attention.
And so we all left the store, but Tony stayed in.
You never turned me back on.
And so I eventually walked back into the store, hit the button, and told him to follow me. And the robot came to life and walked out.
That's the funnest thing about Halloween is just going around in public screwing with people, which is how I got into trouble on Saturday night.
I got to tell you, you look pretty menacing standing there.
Is that right?
It looked like a...
You look like you were going to pull a gun.
Is that right? Yeah, like, okay. So the costume is a 55-gallon tub. And just like we've talked about before, a tub you'd keep Christmas ornaments or sweaters in or something like that.
Did you spray paint it?
I spray painted it and
put the robot version of the glory hole.
I put a 5-disc CD changer in there and some buttons and a 9-volt battery and da da da. And a garbage can on my head. So it was very uncomfortable, and I couldn't see out of it very well. But I guess it did. It made me look taller than normal, huh?
Yeah. Menacing.
Sweet.
It looked menacing. It was cool.
Thanks, guys. So I took that same costume out. So here's what we did. Saturday night, we spent it in the neighborhood here. And what's the tradition? Guys, girls?
Oh, for trick-or-treating with the little ones? Yep. Yeah. This year was the girls, or the moms, turn to take the kids out. Last year was the guys. And 2 years ago, it was beautiful weather. This year, beautiful weather.
Yep.
The guys have had...
Every year, the guys go.
Really crappy weather.
Yeah, I didn't know you guys last year, so I met you just in the driveway or something. No.
Yeah.
You'd come over, though.
But the fun thing, if you go with the guys, we're drinking the whole time we're out with the kids.
Well, usually the girls are, too.
We bring roadies with us, but the girls just kind of walked off also. We're kind of boring.
True. So this year, the girls went out. Neighbor Claire, what has she got? She's got like a bum knee. She didn't
Claire,
think she could.
Yeah, she couldn't walk that far around the neighborhood.
Right. So she was asking around for a lark or a hover round or some sort of, you know, geriatric scooter. To which my grandma actually had one. So I scored my grandma's hover round and gave it to Neighbor Claire. Neighbor Claire rode it around the neighborhood, but eventually she stopped back home. And Liz, you stole it, right? Or you took it. And for the record, that lark scoots. I mean, that's no hover round. It's a lark. And that thing, the lark lurches.
It did at first, but when I was on, well, I think because there were three of us, super slow.
So what I decided to do was don my costume, because none of the kids had seen it yet, and go wander the neighborhood and look for you guys. And I saw you guys taking the lark back, which was super cool.
Well, yeah, we were just cruising down the street at 2 miles per hour or whatever we were going. And all of a sudden, Tony jumps out. Well, it was the robot. Says, "Greetings, humans."
Yeah, you can't break character, for sure.
The little ones were scared. They hadn't seen it.
So, and then after you guys skated off, I was by myself standing on the corner waiting. When I ran into a rabid pack of teenagers, they were like 10-year-old boys or 12-year-old boys, I don't know. And, you know, what am I going to, I can't break character, so how did I say? I said, "Greetings, humans, da-da-da, you ready to party?" And they sort of came up and they were wondering who I was. They wanted to know if I went to X-View High School or Ironburg High School or wherever else. So they're like, "Where are you from, man? How old are you?" And I wouldn't break character. So then they started getting pissed at me. And they started kind of pushing all the buttons on my uniform, my suit. And they started kind of hitting me. They started slapping my head. And I couldn't see anything. Like, I could only see the really big fat one. And so I made a comment. I just said something about, you know, "Aren't you a little old for this? You should go home and buy some Oxy 10 or something like that." And then he got really pissed. And he started, like, kind of flicking my face and throwing rocks at me.
Could you take your mask off?
No, that whole thing, like, and, okay, here's the thing, like, I'm weighing, like, even if I can take it off, what am I going to do? I'm, like, almost 40 years old, beat up some teenagers? No. Have you ever seen the videos where, like, some really tough guys at the gas station and some little punks start bugging them? So he thinks he's all tough and he shoves one of them, and then, like, a bunch of rabid minute midgets, they just attack him and put him to the ground? Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I've watched Cops too many times. But that's exactly what I was picturing. I'm like, yeah, even if I, you know, get gutsy and bear hug one of them, the other three are going to kick the crap out of me. So my only defense was...
Just like those gypsies, right?
That's right. It was one of these days we're going to tell that, you know, You haven't told that story yet, have you?
Has it been on?
Dave was attacked by midget gypsies in Hungary, I think, right?
Yeah, that'll be a story for another time. Though, all right. Right?
Right.
Oh, dear.
So yeah, my only defense was to run down the street or sort of act cool like I'm not a robot running away and without my pants falling down. And after I walked like a block with them throwing rocks and hitting me and stuff like that, I finally ran into the rest of the girls and the kids, at which point the kids sort of laid off and I fell over onto the curbing and neighbor Bob came and rescued me and chased the teenagers off, but it kind of sucked.
Well, you should have heard how Becca told the story when she got back.
Why, what'd she say?
Oh, Tony was getting attacked by these teenagers and they had him on the ground and were throwing rocks on him. And I stood over him and I said, "No more! Leave my robot alone!"
Saved by my lovely wife.
Oh, she was very dramatic about
well,
it.
Well, the funny thing was, is Bob didn't know who I was. He thought I was just another jerk-off teenager being chased by some other jerk-off teenagers. So Bob wouldn't help me and I'm sitting down there and I still didn't break character. I was going, "Bob, Bob, help me, please, Bob." And Bob's like, "Screw you, jerk off." And yeah, it actually took Becky to help me, but stupid whippersnappers. I hate those kids. So then we came home and
they're
what did we
your
do?
Children's babysitters.
Oh, no. Fat Oxy Boy is not going to be my kid's babysitter. Hey, Fat Oxy Boy, fuck you, my man. All right, so what? Anything else happened on Saturday night? Oh,
we yeah. tossed a couple pumpkins.
Oh, that's right. Oh, we tossed some pumpkins off the upper street down onto the lower street. That was rad.
Did you hit Bob's house?
No.
They littered Bob's street, though. Neighbor Julie, neighbor Bob. Sorry about that. And then I took the Lark home. And at which point, Liz makes a famous, the Lizzie teenies, is that what we call them?
Yes, Liz, definitely. Lots of martinis were getting poured.
Slow, dirty martinis is what they are. They sneak up on you and they wreck your head for about 4 hours.
Yes, usually starting about 2 or 3 in the morning.
And you had your new martini maker, correct?
Yeah, it was too big.
Yeah, and it dumped stuff all
over
the kitchen?
It would make about six very nice martinis, but I only got 5 out of it because it was loose and half of it was falling off onto the floor, according to Jen.
Yeah. No, I drank it up off the floor. So absolutely. Me and the dog.
Did you?
No, of course.
Okay, because someone spilled some martini on the table over there, and Brett slurped it up.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
That's a surprise.
Yeah. So no, after having one of Lizzie's martinis, a Lizzie teeny, we got the Lark and the robot costume home.
Yeah. Right.
And on the return trip, I discovered I could do wheelies on the Lark. This is a 3-wheeled scooter, hover around Lark, whatever you want to call it. So I was doing wheelies up the driveway, and Pat was trying to check me or give me an atomic, you know, atomic Marvin or Melvin or whatever
Melvin,
it was.
Right.
Yeah. And neighbor Jen was saying, "Knock that off," and lovely wife Becca was saying, "Knock that off." And in one of my wheelie attempts, I discovered that when your front wheel is in the air, you can't steer very quickly. So I put a hole in the garage door. I practically went through the garage door. And I am none too proud of that because it's going to suck to repair. And that ended my Saturday night.
And Becca was pissed.
Well, and rightly so, Becca was pissed because, right. Man, I mean, our house is a not too lovely shade of yellow anyways with some weird black splotches on it. And now it's got a hole in the garage door. So, but in my defense, I patched that hole today and I bought some great stuff, large gap fillers, because it is a rather large gap in the garage door right now. It's the same ugly putrid yellow as our whole house is. So when I filled it up today, I got a great big bulging zit of yellow. It matches perfectly. I barely even have to paint it.
Nice.
I know, man. I mean, the gods must be in my favor.
Oh, there you go.
You did better than I did, because I ruined our old garage door.
How'd you do that?
He ran into it with a car. Hello.
A whole car?
Ran. I mean, it wasn't even a Lark. It wasn't drunk. It was just, well, I oops, ran into the
You know how you get in
the
car
door.
And
you weren't doing wheelies in the car,
you know,
right?
You get in the car and you
back up.
And this was the van. You push the button and then you leave.
Yeah.
I didn't wait long enough for the garage to go completely
out. Oh, so you caught it with the roof or something?
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's why we have a new garage door.
Awesome.
It probably should have been replaced anyway, but...
Yeah, because it didn't go up quick enough.
I sure speeded that up.
Stupid slow garage door. All right, so what do you guys want next for music? You want...
Juvenile.
Juvenile?
Juvenile.
All right, this is from my New York guy again. He provides me... Tad Speams provides me with good music. This is a band called Karp. K-A-R-P. It stands for kill
in
all
Cincinnati.
No. Kill all redneck pricks, actually, I learned doing my research over the last couple days. So CARP was a band from Washington State, blah blah blah, mid-90s. I think they went like 92 to 98 or something like that. They have a song called Bacon Industry, which is one of the best songs ever. But this is not, it doesn't contain profanity. So for today, what's the name of the song that I have? It's
Bastard of the Sky.
Oh. So hey everybody, there is your CARP experience with it.
Well, how does it?
That song's fucking with my head, man.
I don't get how it relates to Halloween.
Well, I'm glad you asked that, Lizzie. Did you guys ever play Ding Dong Door Ditch?
Yes.
Ding Dong Door Dash?
Yes.
It's like a good, safe 10-year-old kid prank where you run through the neighborhood in the middle of the night at your first sleepover or something like that, and you ring somebody's doorbell, and then you run and hide in the ditch, and wait for them to answer their door.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they see that there's nobody at their door, you run back 5 minutes later and do it again until you get an infuriated, like, redneck wielding a firearm at their front doorstep. Ding dong, door dash.
So
ding dong.
That's what you guys called it? Ding dong, door dash?
Yeah. What would you call it?
Ding and, or,
Oh, you call
ding,
it?
Ding and dash, I think.
Ding and dash.
Something like that, but
ding
it wasn't
dong,
so.
Ding dong, doorbell ditch.
Ding dong, doorbell ditch, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
All that? That's a mouthful.
Quad D, man. Ding dong, doorbell ditch, something.
Yeah. All right, okay.
So yeah, so that reminds me of playing Halloween TPing pranks, blah, blah, blah. It's a bit of a stretch, but I'm sticking with it.
You go.
Well, someone at the party told me about TPing your wife's house.
Oh, Donnie, yeah.
And getting caught by your wife's mom.
Yeah, yeah.
He scared
yeah.
the hell out of the kids in Iran.
Yeah, Granny Elaine. Like, these guys, I mean, these are like 18, 19-year-old guys driving big, tough, redneck pickup trucks and stuff. And they TP'd Becky's house, and Becky's mom screamed, you kids, get out of my yard. What are you doing? And they ran like little babies, man. They, like, tore off through the ditch. Yeah, so... I've been TPing with Donnie. One time we TP'd somebody's house so bad, we had extra leftover toilet paper and they weren't home. So we covered everything, including the cat, I mean, with toilet paper. Then we took a bucket of water and started making gigantic toilet paper spit wads and throwing them at the windows of the house, which then dried over the next week when the family, you know, was gone. And it was just miserable. Sean Ryan, sorry about that, dude.
Does he know?
I don't even know if Sean Ryan is still alive.
All right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, all right. TP.
Okay, so that's why it's a Halloween song?
Yep, that's why it's a Halloween song.
All right.
All right.
Fair enough.
Where are we going from here? What else did you want to talk about?
Well, you got any other songs? You had one other, right?
I did. This is an easy one. This is a guilty pleasure of mine. Rob Zombie and White Zombie. Have you guys ever listened to White Zombie?
No.
All right.
I have in small chunks. I haven't really heard much of it.
Rob Zombie comes from the band White Zombie, and it was a band he created. I think he named it after some like 1930s like zombie film called White Zombie. And Rob Zombie is like,
now he's a big like horror film maker.
Yeah, he lives that persona, and that's why I can kind of, I don't think he's a gimmick. He's truly weird.
Adam Carolla had some filmmaker on his podcast today, mm-hmm. and they were talking about Rob Zombie.
He's genuine, right?
And just about how bad the guy smells.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah, the worst body odor of anybody they've ever met.
That's interesting.
The only one that came close was I'm spacing it, but
Tony's suit,
my robot suit. Robot suit. No, I saw. And while you're trying to remember that, back when I had cable, you know, umpteen years ago, or five, six years ago. They had some supermodel show on where the supermodel ended up interviewing Rob Zombie in his hotel room. And she said, hey, I want to play like random What's in Rob Zombie's Suitcase. And he's like, you don't want to look in there. And she's like, no, open it up. I want to look what's in your suitcase. And he opens it up and she goes, and she started kind of gagging. And she's like, and you could tell the guy behind the camera was like, keep going with it, keep going with it. So she started picking clothes out of his suitcase and she goes, why is everything wet? Why is it all wet? And he goes, because I washed it in Amsterdam and I had to pack it on a plane. So he had washed his crap, packed it on an airplane with his dirty stuff and just shoved it in and let it like freeze and then rot and mold and whatever else. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's interesting you bring that up because, yeah, I've heard the same thing is that he doesn't compromise. He's gross and nasty and that's what he lives is all this zombie crap. He made that.
Oh, the other guy was George Clinton.
Really?
George Clinton was a close second to Rob Zombie as far as B.O. goes.
Well, they both got the stuff going with the hair. They could probably both stuff tons of stank up in the nest there. What are you talking about? You got long hair.
Yeah, but it's
Dave Smeller hair.
Clean.
Okay, yeah, her hair smells good. That is one thing.
Oh, that's so cute. All right, so yeah, so Rob Zombie is, I like him because I think he's the genuine thing. He did that House of a Thousand Corpses movie. He actually redid Halloween a couple years ago. The whole, was it Eddie or Edward or, I can't remember his name.
Scissorhands.
No, not the Scissorhands.
All right, what's the song?
The song is Supercharger Heaven. This is, so we've got cars in this. It's off the Astro Creep 2000. It's actually from White Zombie. This is the album that launched Rob Zombie off onto his own. So anyways, let's go.
Okay, let's cue it up.
Look, I know the supernatural is something that isn't supposed to happen, but it does happen. We'll be right back.
communitatus ex unione fidelium.
It is not heresy, and I will not recant.
Okay, so there you go. The typical Rob Zombie song.
Motherfucking what?
The motherfucker of invention.
Oh, the motherfucker of invention.
Yes.
Nice.
So, and I think there's a lot of other Fs in there, but he's kind of got that, you know, demon rock thing going on where he's like, yes, and that's, he also, in every one of Rob Zombie's big songs, or in a lot of, no, it's actually, it's Rob Zombie coming through in that. He always goes, yeah, and he's got one of those in there.
I actually like that song better than I thought I would.
But it
does sound like the other Rob Zombie songs I've heard before.
Yes, and I, to tell the truth, it's a guilty pleasure because I eat that crap up. I mean, I totally do. I mean, whether it's Devil Man or Zombie Boy or Living Dead Girl, you know, or any of that crap that he sings, I just totally gobble it up, you know? It's insane. So, anything else we want to talk about, or are we going to take this one out?
It's a good night.
I think that's a wrap. So here we are, 2 days after Halloween, post-Halloween episode. Tune back in a week or two. I think next week we're going to finally get neighbor Bob on the show talking about his train spotting and this and that.
Bob.
And I should actually ask him why he didn't rescue me from the crappy teenagers. We will also tease out that story of Dave getting attacked by the Hungarian midgets at a rock festival, which is freaking awesome, by the way. You actually got bit, didn't you?
I did.
Oh, I love it.
Teeth marks all right. And all.
So, until next time, if you've got anything you want to say, good, bad, ugly, whatever, email it to musictoswearby@gmail.com. And that's it. Anybody got anything witty to say?
Happy Halloween.
Ooh, pardon the profanity.